evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for America's favorite extra history themed game show, Extreme Extra History. I am your host, Bonnie Flynn, here at our wonderful, wonderful studios here at the Nassau Institute of Extra Historical Studies. As you all know, Extreme Extra History is a game show in which two of the Institute's finest extra historians go head-to-head in extra historical combat to best satisfy their client. Tonight, we have two wonderful, wonderful extra historians. To my left, we have the always wonderful...
I'm Grandpa Frank Gatto. What is this?
That is a microphone, Grandpa Frank.
Oh, it's a mic! Oh. It's pretty.
All right, Grandpa Frank, please tell us a little bit about yourself and your credentials here.
Well, I am 86 years old, and I'm married to a beautiful wife named Harriet, and I know a secret trick. It's an amazing trick. I know how to make her disappear by saying the magic word.
What is the magic word?
Get the hell out!
You may not remember, Grandpa Frank has been working at the Institute for 67 years, longer than anyone has at the Institute. He was here when the Institute itself was founded. Grandpa Frank, you have a truly wonderful and prestigious history with us, and we thank you for being on our program
today. Well, I am flattered.
Get out of here, oldie!
Shut up! Excuse me! I know Kung Fu and I know what to use. I watch Kung Fu.
Excuse me, contestants, please. Now, on my right, we have another very well-known member of the Institute.
Space Jesus.
Oh, Space Jesus, it's wonderful to have you on the program.
Yes, it is.
I understand that you are actually broadcasting currently from the planet Jupiter.
No, that is an erroneous claim.
Where are you broadcasting from then,
Space Jesus? I'm Space Jesus. Why do you need to know?
That is true. I do not want to question the great Lord himself, Space Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Space Jesus... Mr. I forget who else is playing. Grandpa Frank, get over here.
I was using a bathroom. Let me be in peace.
Space Jesus doesn't use bathrooms.
Who the hell is Space Jesus?
He makes them. I think.
Okay, Space Jesus and Grandpa Frank, you two both know, understand how the game works, don't you?
Not really.
Yeah.
Okay, but I will explain it for you and for those at home who might be following along. The way that Extra History works is you two, Grandpa Frank, and the wonderful Space Jesus. Go head-to-head in extra historical combat, giving an extra historical reading of a world where the client's situation is much worse than it currently is. We actually have with us three wonderful clients today.
First, not as wonderful as Space Jesus.
You're not wonderful. I got wrinkles where you don't know where wrinkles would be at.
Okay, first, we have a woman who came to us with a very unusual problem.
Yes, hello, my name is Emily, and I've come here with a very unusual problem. I'm looking for my grandpa. Has anyone seen him lately?
Has anyone seen this girl's grandpa? Oh wait, well, let's put it this way. Our client here is telling us that she has lost her grandfather.
It's very sad. He does not. He's Please. Very confused. He doesn't know where he's going.
Please,
maybe he's chilling with Space Jesus.
Space Jesus, hey. Please tell us about a world where this client's situation is much worse.
Well, with every problem I attack, I think, what would I do? Because I'm Space Jesus. And your grandfather is dead. I'm sorry.
So you're saying in another world, her grandfather is dead?
Yeah, in every
Shut
other
up.
World.
All right, now, Grandpa Frank, your rebuttal on an even worse world.
I'm trying to remember the problem, because I have, like, short-term memory loss.
Her problem is she lost her grandfather.
Oh, Space Jesus. That is so sad. I feel your pain. I lost my granddaughter. Anyway,
Grandpa Frank? What are you doing on the stage?
Emily!
Get down here!
Oh my god, such a touching moment! For the first time!
Space Jesus is not pleased!
For the first time on Extreme Extra History, we have brought together a family that has been separated!
I'm so happy!
Alright, now please, Miss Emily, tell us which one of these worlds has made you feel better inside.
Well, there was only one choice, wasn't there? Because I found my grandpa.
And I found my granddaughter.
Time to take your meds now, girl. Let's
okay,
go.
Okay, get rid of my towel and all.
Alright, I am sorry, Space Jesus, but you have lost that round, and Apparently, Grandpa Frank has left the studio for a brief moment, so now we shall have a commercial break from our sponsors.
If you want green poo, drink Blue Mountain Dew. It's just for you. Yay! Cool!
Yay, Blue Mountain Dew!
I have to
Hello, you might remember me as Mika Shell as the homosexual, and I just
Shut up! This is my commercial!
And you, I guess what? I just made a new brand of condoms! They're called Mika Shell Condoms! Coming right back at you.
Hello, this is Richard Johnson here at the Nassau Institute of Extra Historical Studies. We want you to know that all of these people are highly trained professionals.
Including Space Jesus!
Including Space Jesus, so please... I'm telling you all now, please, do not try this at home. You may hurt yourself.
But Space Jesus won't, because he's Space Jesus!
As some of you may know, there has been a rather bit of a slander campaign from the Queen's Institute of Extra Historical Studies. Boo!
Boo!
Kiss my ass!
We have with us currently a woman who has something to say about the Queen's Institute.
Yes, hello there. I'd just like to say that the Queen's Institute raped me.
Hear that, folks?
And I saw them with the devil!
The Queen's Institute, along with being a group of Satanists, is also a group of rapists.
And they boil puppies! And a lot!
They are climbing in your windows. They are snatching your people up. Trying to rape them so y'all need to hide your kids and your wife.
And your husbands, because they're ripping everybody out there!
Now... back to the wonderful program of Extreme Extra History. I'm Richard Johnson. Good night. Welcome back, everyone, to Extreme Extra History here at the Nassau Institute of Extra Historical Studies. For those of you who are just tuning in now, the score is currently 1-0 for Grandpa Frank here.
But Space Jesus is cooler.
Space Jesus is also here. He is currently behind. Now, our second contestant is also a woman of a tragic problem here. We have with me the very beautiful but very sorrowful.
My name is Tiki Babikia, but you can call me Tiki. Okay, here's the thing. Everywhere I go, I hear this noise that matches my name. There it is! It's a metronome is following me and I don't know what to do anymore.
That is very sad. Your problem is that you are constantly being followed by a metronome.
You heard me.
I have hardly ever heard such a sad story in my life. Now please, Grandpa Frank, enlighten us on a world where this is much worse.
How do you feel if you were sleeping at night and all of a sudden you hear the sound of... and then... you wake up, and then you hear the sound again. Tell me, how do you feel of that?
Okay, so apparently there is a world where the client, instead of hearing a metronome constantly, she hears an 86-year-old moaning.
That actually sounds kind of nice. I don't know.
All right, so Space Jesus, it is time for your rebuttal.
You said but. Sorry.
Well,
Space Jesus thinks that a metronome is not too bad because metronome is God telling you that you're doing all right. And I would know, because he raised me, because I'm Space Jesus. And the world without the metronome would be much worse. So you have it really good, and you should stop complaining!
Okay, so apparently if... the metronome didn't follow her around, it would mean that God hated her and wanted her to die. How does
that's right!
How does this make you feel now?
I don't really feel any better either way.
Alright, so I believe at the risk of me going to space hell that Space Jesus won that round.
Space Jesus! I got some t-shirts in the trunk of my car that say,
oh my
I like Space Jesus on
them.
If you're into that thing.
Now, Mr. Space Jesus is a public access show. We would ask that you please do not advertise your products. Wait for the commercials.
I don't have any products. They're just t-shirts for Space Jesus.
Okay, so now we are down again to a sudden death.
Whoa. It's really mysterious.
Okay, So now, we will have one final client that you must appease him and his world. Now, right behind me, we have...
Jim.
Jim! Now, Jim, I don't believe that's the name that you normally go by. What is your normal name?
Jerry.
Are you the one everyone's cheering on? I mean, he's been here the whole time. I keep hearing, Jerry, Jerry. Are they cheering you on, Mr. Jerry? Jim.
My name is Chris.
So, a man of all seasons, a man of all names. Now, Mr. Chris, Jerry, Jim, Bob, Jai, Jeff. Well, I'm just going to call you Frank. Frank! No, we already have a Frank. I'm just going to call you Jim. All right, now, Jim, what appears to be your problem?
I'm too damn sexy.
He is
That's the sound I heard! Oh.
He is apparently too damn sexy for his own good. Now, Grandpa Frank and Mr. Space Jesus, please tell us first with Grandpa Frank of a world where this could be much worse.
Well, you cannot be a douchebag and you could not have a life. Oh, wait.
We seem to be having a heckler in the crowd.
Yes, right.
Hey, I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Excuse me, you stay away from my granddaughter, you idiot.
Okay, now Grandpa Frank, come back. Don't leave the studio. Don't get the hatchet down. Put the hatchet down. Put the hatchet down.
Grandpa Frank.
That's right, old man.
Space Jesus is out.
So, apparently the episode has ended with the tragic death of 73-year friend of the show, Grandpa.
Blood everywhere.
Grandpa Frank is now dead.
I like Space Jesus. I think he wins.
All right, so you heard it, folks. Space Jesus is the winner of today's show. I'm Bonnie Flynn. Good night, America. And as always, keep your extra history close and your current history closer. I'm Bonnie Flynn. Good night from the Nassau Institute of Extra Historical Studies.
I say we crucify.
I like toilets.